After the attacks of September 11th, it wasn't difficult for politicians to pass a bill tightening airport security. But now that the Airport Security Act is law, it may be difficult to implement. One problem is a shortage of qualified screeners. The new law says all screeners must be U.S. citizens, which means that at least 25% of those now in the job will be ineligible. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musica reports.
The Department of Transportation is still figuring out how to implement portions of the Airport Security Act. Among its tasks, hire and train 28,000 new baggage screeners. It's likely that all current screeners eligible for the job will have to reapply for the new positions. One thing is sure, the law is bad news for people like Miranda Neri.
When I landed here in America, I came here as an immigrant, and what I thought, immigrant has the right to work. And now, because of this federalization, we are not allowed to work anymore because we are non-citizens of this country.
Neri is a supervisor for a baggage checkpoint at Oakland International Airport. She came to the U.S. from the Philippines 4 years ago and is a legal U.S. resident, but won't qualify for citizenship for another year. On Sunday, Neri was handing out leaflets to people waiting to check their baggage and wearing a sign that said, "Don't scapegoat immigrant workers."
Of course, I'm just waiting for the time that the government will stop us to work and find another job.
One reason Neri and other non-citizen screeners are so offended by the new law is that citizenship is not a requirement for airline pilots nor for members of the armed services. Neri's two non-citizen nephews are in the Navy. Andrea Dellendorf is with the Service Employees Union and has worked to organize Oakland screeners. Inside the terminal, Dellendorf points to a National Guardsman standing by an airport checkpoint, an automatic rifle in his hands.
The National Guard does not have a citizenship requirement, and pre-board screeners now do, which means that theoretically somebody displaced out of a job as a screener could go end up working at the as a National Guardsman supervising a checkpoint where workers who aren't citizens can't work. It doesn't make any sense. It's completely illogical.
Dellendorf says about a third of the workforce in Oakland are non-citizens. In Los Angeles, about 40% of the baggage screeners are non-citizens, as high as 80% in San Francisco. Union officials estimate that nationwide, about 5,000 of the country's baggage screeners are non-citizens. At San Francisco International Airport, Chief Spokesman Ron Wilson says the Department of Transportation has yet to make clear how they're going to federalize airport security. Wilson predicts it will take months for this new agency to meet its staffing needs.
Certainly we can't afford immediately to send these people away. We haven't got enough screeners now to handle the screening process, and that's reflective in these long lines that we see in the morning.
Under the current system, it's the airlines who are in charge of baggage screening. They contract the job out to security firms who often pay just above minimum wage to keep down their costs. That's meant high turnover rates for screeners and low morale. The new federal law will improve training for baggage screeners and pay much higher wages. And that's another reason non-citizen screeners are so upset. Just when their job is worth having, they're being told they're not wanted. San Francisco airport screener Vicente Crisologo says he doesn't see how requiring baggage screeners to be citizens will improve the system.
Pardon me if I say so. The guy who bombed Oklahoma building, is he an immigrant? He's an American citizen. The guy who has been with the FBI for 20 years, he became a spy against America. Is he an immigrant? No, sir. He's a U.S. citizen.
Supporters of the Airport Security Act have said the new law applies the same standards to baggage screeners as is applied to federal marshals, immigration officials, and other federal inspectors. Citizens, they say, have a greater stake in protecting U.S. security. And at least some air travelers agree it's a good idea. Larry Lennox was waiting in line at Oakland Airport.
Under the circumstances, it's probably fair. They're looking at a different level of requirements now for the job, and the job skills and knowledge, and that includes being citizenship.
But asked if it would make him feel safer when he flies, Lennox said no. Meanwhile, one California Congress member plans to sponsor legislation to provide financial help for baggage screeners, citizens or not, laid off because of the new law. For NPR News, I'm Cy Musica in San Francisco.